You're listening to Real World News, Human Rights.
Interview with Antonio Onorati, a balance of the civil society organizations meeting in Rome. Shortly after the end of the regional consultation of civil society organizations of Europe, Central and West Asia on the FAO's voluntary guidelines on land tenure held in Rome, Real World Radio interviewed Antonio Onorati, representative of the International Committee for Food Sovereignty, who participated in the three-day meeting. He made a balance of the positive and negative aspects of the consultation and highlighted on what areas we should focus our work and the issues that will be addressed in the short and long term. Firstly, he said that one of the positive aspects was that there had been a discussion on a very complex issue in a very diverse region. However, they looked for similarities to draw a common strategy. The second positive aspect was that besides being a consultation, the meeting had been a training opportunity for social organizations. Thirdly, he mentioned that discussing the guidelines had included some political aspects as whether they should be voluntary or compulsory, or if it would be useful to engage in an institutional process, which for him implied some aspects of the long-term strategy to be discussed as broadly as possible. About the negative aspect, he made reference to the difficulty implied by addressing issues that demanded a radical response by submitting alternatives within an institutional context. He spoke of the need to propose specific solutions, like creating a legal framework to set a legal sphere with a totally different approach. He mentioned collective rights and a production model alternative to the industrial one. This, which is already being applied by some movements, should be on the table as a fact that should be respected by the governments, he said. He also highlighted that great part of the planet is under military occupation as a result of conflicts over land territory, over land ownership. Onorati said that it is necessary to work more in this area and to propose specific actions that go beyond the solidarity towards the occupied peoples. One example of this is the occupation of land so that they remain in the hands of peasants. Onorati also referred to the presence of representatives of the governments of the Netherlands, the US, Brazil, Egypt, Syria, and Iraq on the last day of the consultation and said that there should be a political assessment of the fact that they attended the meeting and also how the organizations would influence on the public decision-making processes. He said that special attention should be paid to the fact that representatives of Arabic governments were present at the meeting. Also, how to influence on the policies of the governments depended on the civil society mobilization, because it is not the good arguments what is going to convince the governments, but the strength behind them. The force in the streets should be turned into an organization, into specific proposals, and to advocate for those proposals by sticking to them. We have to reinforce the participation process, concluded Onorati.
You're listening to Real World News.